Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
What is up, all of our liberty-loving friends? This is another fantastic episode of Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network, coming at you live from Nashville, Tennessee. How's it going today, Chuck?
Still drumming, man.
Yeah,
I like Music City here.
Today is Liberty at Night, by the way, but normally we're Good Morning Liberty. But okay, this is not a dumb bleep of the week.
It's just Dumb Tuesday.
But if I were to say, here's the first thing we are talking about, and there are nine of them. But I don't know if we're going to vote, because I didn't mean for this to be a dumb bleep of the week. I just knew that this was our last live episode of the week, and that I should throw in a bunch of stuff that I've been emailing myself over the weekend and all that.
Curating this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I don't want to waste all this. This is actually kind of good news. This year, year of our Lord, 2023, is the least productive Congress since the Great Depression.
Amen.
I mean, I had no idea things were that good. That's amazing. Congress has only written 21 laws this year.
That's 21 too many.
Yeah, I thought this was good news. Why'd they do 21? On pace to be the least productive gathering of lawmakers since the Great Depression, as members draw more headlines for confrontations than public policymaking. With only 21 bills making it into law halfway into November, the 118th Congress, controlled by Republicans in the House and Democrats in the Senate, is the most sluggish pace to make law since the Congress that met during 1931 and 32.
Amen.
Back then, Herbert...
Hallelujah.
Herbert Hoover, the vacuum guy, was president. The Great Depression had started, and talking movies were still new. Representative Chip Roy, part of a group in the House that has stopped several spending bills from advancing to the Senate, saw his frustration boil over on the House floor Wednesday. Quote, one thing I want my Republican colleagues to give me, one thing, one, that I can go campaign on and say we did. I think saying that you did nothing is about the best thing that you could say.
Yeah.
Why do you need to, like, oh, here, look.
Go on the campaign trail.
Here's a list of rights I took away this year. Why are you going to do that?
Go on the campaign trail and just be like, we did absolutely nothing.
And that is the best thing you could have done.
And just quote our founding fathers. The best government is that which governs least.
So on the flip side, I guess,
you just be like, we took least to Great Depression levels.
Mm-hmm. Anybody sitting in the complex, if you want to come down to the floor and come explain to one of your Coke cans over there is blocking the text. You got a nice stack over there. You got, what do you got? 6, 9, 10. 10 cans. Mm-hmm. And they're 10 cans.
They are, and I'm working on one.
You got 10 cans over there. Yeah. How about that? Anybody sitting in the complex, if you want to come down to the floor and come explain to me one meaningful, significant thing the Republican majority has done, well, I think that thing is stopping Congress from doing things. The lack of productivity puts a punctuation mark on the first half of a Congress that has managed to do the bare minimum. Fund the government.
Except for get rid of democracy. That's what they've mainly been working on.
Fund the government, raise the debt ceiling, while also embarrassing itself with the first ever ouster of a House Speaker mid-session, a subsequent three-week-long search for a new one, and most recently a threatened fight between a senator and a committee witness, which I wanted to see play out, but it didn't happen. The center of the embarrassment has been the GOP-controlled House, which has struggled to pass anything of consequence with its razor-thin four-seat Republican majority. The Senate, meanwhile, has been content to deal with the rare legislation the House sends over while grasping for bipartisan deals on immigration and aid to Ukraine. Isn't it great to see our system work? Mm. You know, they got to wait for the House to send stuff over. They're not sending stuff over. That's amazing.
Checks and balances.
I like that. You know, maybe the Republicans are doing something right, and that something is nothing. Okay. Well, that was the first thing. This is not a dumb bleep, but here's the second thing that we're going to talk about today. And did you see over the weekend that Mark Johnson, the Speaker of the House, released all of the January 6th footage, like on the website? We could go and download every single video of every single security camera footage.
Does the Speaker of the House have that power?
Yeah. They can release it. That's one of the things that Kevin McCarthy said he was going to do, and he ended up just releasing it to Tucker Carlson, and that's one of the things that people were upset about.
Because Tucker Carlson paid him some money.
So Mike Johnson, I don't know how that happened. Mike Johnson came in and just, it's all on a website. You can go download all of it. And what we saw was more, it turns out we saw all of the violent, we've seen all the violent clips. Okay, we've seen those plenty of times. We lost several good windows that day. Okay, that definitely happened. But then there were a lot of other ones where they were basically police giving people escorts around the building and things like that, people taking pictures and taking selfies and all that. So anyway, Charlie, from Lindy Lee.
All right, she tweets, Mike Johnson still seems fake.
Yeah, I don't think he's a real guy. He's an AI-generated guy, I think.
Just released thousands of hours of J6 footage to manipulate us into thinking the coup was peaceful.
Now, here's how you manipulate someone, Charlie.
You release all the footage.
You give them all the information.
Yeah.
You don't put any spin on anything whatsoever. You just give everyone a link to download all the videos.
Yeah. But
that's manipulation.
Lindy says this is right out of the fascist playbook. That's what Hitler did.
They were known for their transparency.
Mussolini went around releasing video footage in Italy back in '40.
Yeah.
Two or something like that, I think.
Well, who can forget all the security footage that was released of the Reichstag fire?
That's right. They distort the truth and call you crazy for doubting their highly curated version of events.
They released all of it. The other version was curated.
Do not fall for their propaganda.
The version we have is highly curated.
Yeah.
It's only the violent clips taken and played on repeat. This is a completely non-curated version of events. This isn't propaganda because it's every single video from the day.
Lindy Lee is DeLulu. That's what's happening right now.
The kids say.
How bad does it have to be to where you gaslight yourself? Like you write a tweet to gaslight yourself to be like, they're saying that they're telling me the truth, or actually they're releasing everything and not saying anything. This has to be propaganda. So I need to tweet about it and convince myself that I'm not seeing what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm. That's what propaganda is these days. You release every single bit of recorded information and let the people decide completely on their own. That's propaganda, if I ever saw it. Let's talk about the Israel thing real quick. People are coming after Thomas Massey because he doesn't want to give Israel your money. Thomas Massey, this is the third thing. It's not dumb bleep number three, but this is the third thing that we're talking about today. Why does Israel historically get more foreign aid than any other country? Because they have the most aggressive lobbyists working for them. I voted not to send another $14.3 billion overseas, so now they're running ads on radio, TV, and Facebook. I won't vote to give them your money. And so now they're running all these campaign ads against Thomas Massey, of course. I guess he's like a Hamas sympathizer or something. But at the end of the day, he just to put his name on there, what he's saying is that someone should put a gun to your head, take money out of your wallet, and give it to people in a different country.
Yeah.
And that's it. You know?
And he's like, I don't want to do that.
He's like, no, I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah.
I don't think that's bad. So I was gonna say dumb, but this is not dumb bleep of the week, but this is part of the ridiculous nature of the third thing we were talking about today. The top comment on here, Rodster, says, you seem to have a blasé attitude when it comes to Israel. Israel is the steward of the holiest land on earth. It's the place where baby Jesus was born. It cannot fall into the hands of ISIS terrorists who will destroy it all if they have the chance to. You can't treat it like it's just a run-of-the-mill country. It's not. We, along with the other Western countries, have a moral obligation to protect her. There are plenty of much lower priority things that our money is being wasted on. Focus on those things. You can cut spending and protect Israel at the same time. All right.
Hang on. Jesus was born in Bethlehem, which is on the West Bank.
Ooh. That's problematic.
Let's see. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Of course, that's all Israel to the... what are known today as Zionists, and I'm not making any political statement about that.
Territory? But. No, this is sectioned off, or this is in Palestine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they carved out Jerusalem.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the lines here. Yeah, I'm pretty sure right now it's in Palestine.
T-Dub said, which was Rome at the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so anyway.
All Caesars.
Aside from whether or not he was factually accurate about it being the birthplace of baby Jesus, let's say it was the birthplace of baby Jesus, and that's all Israel. I'm pretty sure grown-up Jesus doesn't need us to protect the place that he was born. I don't think we need tens of thousands of dead people so we could plant a flag of man's government on the birthplace of where he was born a couple thousand years ago.
And we don't need to steal people's money.
Yeah.
And give to...
Like, is that what Jesus had to do? Take money from this person who's struggling to pay their bills so you can protect the place I was born over 2,000 years ago and kill thousands of people in the process? Mm-hmm. Is that what Jesus said?
Well, that was the lost commandments.
Okay. The lost commandment. Okay. Yeah. I got you.
Yeah.
My bad.
It was the Ark of War that God had laid out.
If we're going to make arguments about protecting Israel, I'm sorry, I want no religious arguments about it. There are so many religions in the world, and I'm not going to pick one and say that that's what other countries do. Like, that's what some of the Islamic terrorists do. Like, they pick a religion, and then they're going to die for this religion. Okay, now, I don't think that we need to be picking Christianity and say that we're going to wage war and billions of dollars and tens of thousands of lives to protect a place that someone was born a couple thousand years ago. And you know what? He's Jesus. If he wants it cleared out when he comes back, he could probably hit a button and get that taken care of. You know, he can zap all them out to Left Behind land and get all these people out of there and just come back. Like, he doesn't need our help, folks. All right. Mm-mm. We got to take care of other people.
Israel's already a rich nation.
Yeah.
And their financial situation is better.
Yeah. Thomas Massey says, this is not a parody account. And this guy says, I didn't figure that you would get it. It's just about money with you. Yeah, this is
Rod, how about you send your money? If you believe in this so strongly, send your money. No one's stopping you from doing that.
How about this? How about your church? You get everyone together in your church, and you guys start an army. And all of you guys go over there and start fighting to protect Bethlehem. Yeah. Go do it.
Yeah.
There's no reason that the U.S. government has to be able to do that.
Which is in Palestine, by the way.
Just go do it.
So,
okay, that's the third thing. This is the fourth thing. Just a real quick one. Rob?
Rob Reiner. He X's out. If you vote for anyone but Joe Biden, you're not black. No, sorry, I didn't say that. He said, if you vote for anyone but Joe Biden, you are voting to destroy American democracy. That's it.
That checks out.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
again, this is all religion to them. If you're not with me, you're against me. Like, Joe Biden is Jesus to the Democrats right now.
The answer, you know what? We should postpone the election to protect democracy. I think we should. It's working out in Ukraine. Yeah. You know, that's how they're going to do it.
And we're at proxy war right now.
So,
and it's too dangerous when we're at proxy wars.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Multiple proxy wars.
We have declared proxy war.
Yeah.
All right. That's just a real fast one. That's a fun one. This is the fifth thing that we will talk about today.
Just number them. You're trying to...
It's not Dumb Bleep of the Week.
This is number 5.
I can't number them. It's not Dumb Bleep of the Week. Here's a video of a guy protecting himself and his family in California.
I saw this.
In L.A. All right. So why is this on here? We shall see here in just a second. I make sure the volume... I don't know if there is any sound. Let's see. Nope, no sound on this one anyway. So you see robbers come up behind him. He pulls out a gun and shoots at the guys that are trying to rob him. You see them. That's where they come up from this camera angle. And he pulls out a gun and starts shooting. They have guns also, by the way. He shoots at them and they get away. Okay, so here are two armed robbers, or one armed robber. Is that the... That's the actual guy there?
Yeah.
Sorry. An armed robber, I don't know how many, comes up to the guy. His family is at home, tries to rob him when he's coming home, and he pulls out a gun to protect himself. Seems like a pretty good Second Amendment case, if I've ever seen one, right there. So as you would expect, this guy had his concealed carry permit taken away by the LAPD.
Jesus.
California man Vince Ritchie, who defended his family from two robbers at his home, has been stripped of his concealed carry permit. Let's see. We just talked about the video. Ritchie had a concealed carry permit, which saved his home from being robbed and potentially the lives of his family. Unfortunately, the sheriff's department in L.A. has stripped the permit away because Ritchie, that he is assuming right now. They haven't actually said why, because he yelled at the LAPD when they came to investigate. There's a story about this from the L.A. Times, and no one has actually confirmed why it got taken away. Of course, the L.A. Times talks about Ritchie becoming a poster child for the Second Amendment, appearing on Fox News and all that. And then he appeared in the NRA video afterwards. And according to the LAPD, which stressed on social media that the department had neither issued nor revoked Ritchie's permit, so it wasn't the LAPD. The attempted robbery occurred at 7:30 p.m. in the 400 block of Plymouth Boulevard. He was not injured, and police said it was unclear whether the assailants were injured from gunfire. So there were two people. The two people who jumped over a wall in the Ritchie's home and a third man believed to be a driver are still at large. In an email statement, the L.A. County Sheriff's Department confirmed that Ritchie's permit, which the department issued, had been suspended, but added that the department had been in contact with him and his family about permit protocols. There are avenues for Mr. Ritchie to reapply for his permit.
Oh, so you let it expire.
It expired right after.
Yeah.
He used it. Maybe there's a rule like there is with, with a cop. They shoot someone and they investigate, make sure it was a clean shot. You know, you go through...
Shot.
You know.
What officer do you know makes a shot? They usually unload about four or five clips.
Four or five clips. Yeah.
Yeah. That have 100 rounds inside of them, you know.
I let my concealed carry expire because we have constitutional carry. But the problem is now that doesn't carry over to other states. Your concealed carry in Tennessee would be recognized by... But most of the states that allow
mine's
people to
carry
guns
until like 2028 or something like that.
Yeah, mine expired and I let it go. I was like, oh no, we got constitutional carry. And then I realized, well, now when I go out of state, technically I can't carry unless they also have constitutional carry in that state. Yeah. So maybe I should get that re-upped. I don't know. Here is something, and we'll have a Jordan Peterson video to accompany this. This would be the sixth thing that we are talking about today. From Marcia Ranglin Vassell. Charlie, what does she have to say?
Dear white people.
Everyone listen.
If you want to disrupt and dismantle systemic racism, maybe you should start yourself by just not addressing a certain group of people. Is that not racist, dear white people?
Well, I mean, talking to anyone who's white, what? You know.
Is there a world where I could tweet, dear black people?
Oh, sure. Sure, sure. Sure, you might get banned afterwards.
I know.
There's a world. Yeah.
If you want to disrupt and dismantle systemic racism, sometimes you'll have to give up your seat at the table to let a historically marginalized black, brown, or indigenous person sit. Are you willing to do that? Sincerely, Mar. She said with all due and sincerity.
With
sincerity.
So to dismantle racism, you must lose your seat at the table because of your race and give it to another person because of their race. Mm-hmm. And then you'll dismantle racism.
Yeah.
After doing that.
It's the whole fight fire with fire thing, man.
I guess.
Yeah.
The way it makes
the
sense.
The way to dismantle racism is with racism.
Mm-hmm. That's how you do it. The only way it makes sense is when you think about how people think about our society, which is through the lens of a power struggle, oppressor versus oppressed. Because what this person is saying,
how you summed up Israel and Palestine, mm-hmm. by the way, which I think Jordan Peterson stole from you.
I think he did. Yeah. Yeah, he took that right from me.
This is his first time mentioning this mm-hmm. in this video. I saw this video. It's good.
But he mentions kind of our culture also. And the way that this makes sense to this person is that the only reason the white person had the seat at, let's say it's a board. The only reason the white person had that is because they are white. And that's why they have it. And so any position of power that a white person has, they have by their virtue of being white. And so therefore it makes it okay.
By sheer brute force.
Yeah, it makes it okay to take that away from them because they only got it because they're white.
They didn't earn it.
And so if you're going to fix that, well, then you would give it to someone else because they're black. So that makes sense if you see that the world is like that, but it's not always like, sometimes it's like that. Sure. It's been like that in the past, of course. It could be like that in certain places, in certain businesses or whatever, but it's not always like that. Sometimes it's because that person was better than the other person. Maybe they were the best person to sit in that chair, you know? And so then you're doing something bad to fix something that you thought was bad. And here's Jordan Peterson talking about.
And if you don't like chairs, you can get a standing desk.
Yeah, you could do that too.
Yeah.
Is there room to stand? It's healthier anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
But what happens is that they are then saying that being oppressed is being good.
I don't know if the Holocaust. Good.
Yeah. Well, this is the main issue. I mean, part of the reason that you see all this foolishness on university campuses too is because people have bought this idiot meta-Marxism, which is that the way to look at every social relationship that people ever have is through the lens of power. And that is, we can put that squarely at the feet of the universities, as far as I'm concerned, is, you know, marriage is a patriarchal institution and business is nothing but oppression. And you have to view every single situation that emerged historically as oppressor versus oppressed. And then once you get that, which you can get in about 2 minutes, if you sit in the course that teaches that sort of thing, you have a lens to moralize about the whole world through. And then you see the situation is that the leftists have already decided the Palestinians are the victims. And as you pointed out, if you're a victim, and then you're morally righteous, and even more conveniently, if you stand for the victim, then you're morally righteous regardless of what you do with your own life. And that's pretty much what university students are taught from the time they enter the university classroom, and that's how they, you know, orient themselves morally.
Well,
and that's at the hands of the radical left too, Bill. And one of the things the Democrats also have to pay the price for, I would say, is their absolute refusal to draw a line between the moderate Democrats and the extremists. They're completely incapable of doing that. Like, I've talked to 40 senators and congressmen in the last 5 years. I asked them all the same question, including RFK. He wouldn't answer either. When does the left go too far? Well, we certainly bloody well saw it in the last month, didn't we? Because they got the oppressive narrative a little mucked up, we might say. And the consequences of that are going to unfold pretty brutally over the next few months.
That's a cool purple suit.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. Like that little, is that like a, what is that? What do you call that thing that old ladies put on their, on their collar?
I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about the suit itself.
Yeah.
It's a cool purple. It's interesting.
You want to get yourself a purple suit?
Maybe. I feel like I could rock a purple suit.
What if you end up looking like the Joker or something?
That'd be fine with that.
Looking like the Joker?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I look like Heath Ledger, be fine with that.
What if you look like Joaquin Phoenix? I mean, he was kind of crazy. Dude, are you going to go see Napoleon?
I am.
This weekend? Or
no,
this week?
I feel like we should go watch it together, okay. But you're probably...
I don't know if I'm
going to wait.
I might, yeah.
No.
I mean, I want to see it in IMAX, so if it's going to be in the IMAX over at Opryland, then...
It is.
Okay, yeah, we need to go see it, for sure.
70 millimeters.
The movie looks ridiculous. I'm pumped about it.
I hope it's good.
Anyway, okay, so that's...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, Dan. I'm more of the Barney purple suit. That's what I'm going for. Yeah.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions. Silver solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
U.S.
USA News update. A U.S. military aircraft killed hostile forces by firing on a vehicle after an attack on American and coalition forces in Iraq. That's according to a senior U.S. official. It's not clear how many hostiles were killed or whether any Americans were injured in the attack on Al-Asad Air Base. A preliminary agreement between Israel and Hamas has been reached regarding the release of hostages. Here's State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
We are hopeful to have some good news for the hostages and their families. We're hopeful we can start bringing some of them home.
The Israeli government is currently discussing that deal. As Americans hit the road for Thanksgiving, they're enjoying lower prices at the gas pump. AAA is reporting that the national average for a gallon of regular gas is approximately $3.31. That is 25 cents less than it was a month ago and 36 cents less than a year ago. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
We're back, Liberty Night, with Nate and Charlie. Let's get back into the conversation before the break. You can't look at any. You can't look at any disproportionate outcome. Like, let's say that there's more white people than black people at the table, and let's assume it's some kind of board. You can't just say that that's also a systemic racism. That could also be proportionate to the population,
yeah,
or maybe the proportionate to the community that people are in, or maybe there just happened to be more white people that were highly proficient in whatever that was. And those nine, however many people are at the board, there were nine white people that were better than the best black person was at that, yeah. You know? And that's how you can end up with a disproportionate outcome, but it doesn't mean it was racism.
There are white people fighting this, though. I mean, you have to commend Tony Romo for giving up his quarterback spot to Dak Prescott.
One of the all-time great moves, just
now,
giving that up.
He probably should give up his seat next to Jim Nance, though, mm-hmm. You know,
and all his money.
Yeah, because he's probably taken someone else's seat there.
He went from being my favorite commentator to, honestly, I think he's one of the worst out there.
These days. I feel like they're holding him back.
They are,
which is annoying.
I think it's because of the betting market. All right, let's go on to the which number would this be?
Seventh
thing that we are talking about today. Yesterday, Charlie, as I'm sure you have marked down on your calendar, I'm so sick of all the days. By the way, you know. I'm sick of every day.
I'm buying a cake every day.
Every day is a day for something. Okay.
I have so much cake left over from all these days that I've been celebrating.
The Day of Remembrance like 8 times this year. And we got
we have a whole month in June.
There's like Native American Heritage something month or day or whatever on Friday that they clearly stuck right after Thanksgiving.
You know what days you don't have? Anything celebrating white men.
Charlie, that's every day. Okay, that's what someone would say back to that. I'm just saying, look at your calendar.
All right.
You put the notifications like up at the top of your phone. Put a widget on there. Mm-hmm. Every day has got some kind every of dumb day. Name.
All right, Karen Jean-Pierre.
Karen.
Tweets and said.
Karine, come on.
Oh, I thought it was Karen. Today on Transgender Day of Remembrance, we grieve the 26 transgender Americans who were killed this year. Year after year, we see that these victims are disproportionately black women and women of color.
Got a video associated with this as well.
Man.
So, we got to pay attention to this. It's disproportionate outcomes for something. And the people, these are specifically people that are trans. And so she has words to say about this.
Now, today on Transgender Day of Remembrance, we grieve the 26 transgender Americans who were killed this year. Year after year,
killed
we
or
see
killed
that
themselves.
These victims are disproportionately black women and women of color. No one should face violence, live in fear, or be discriminated against simply for being themselves. As the president said, there's still more to do to meet the promise. And it's why this administration has taken urgent action to strengthen rights and protect the safety of transgender Americans and all LGBTQ plus Americans. As we mourn the loss of lives that have been taken too soon, we must also recommit ourselves to never stop fighting until all Americans can live free from the discrimination and also from hate.
All right. So this right here is what I would call a big lie. Okay? This whole day is a lie. Now, I'm not saying that there hasn't been a transgender person that was killed specifically because of the fact that they were transgender. And it had nothing to do with anything else. It wasn't a drug transaction or a
robbery,
a sex transaction gone wrong, something like that. I hate it when someone gets killed in a sex accident. You know, those are super dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but here's the problem. They literally take every transgender person that gets murdered or killed, maybe just homicide, and they put this blanket assumption. They talk about them and they say that they were killed because they are transgender. So she says people should be free, not have to live in fear because of who they are, and they should be free from hate. But the question is, as people were saying in the group, was who killed them? How did they die?
Why? What's
Why
the motivation?
Did they die? What is it? And so I went through some of them. I found an article that listed out like 8 of them. Okay, now you would assume this article came out yesterday. It was talking about the Transgender Day of Remembrance. So what you would assume is this article has cherry-picked the 8, since they had maybe 8 in the article, that they have cherry-picked the 8 worst hate crimes that took place
against transgenders in 2023.
For being transgender. And what I found in those 8 that they listed was one that could have been a hate crime. Possibly.
Hmm.
And all the other ones were robberies, drug transactions, a sex transaction gone wrong. Someone was charged with murder. They ended up saying self-defense because the guy claimed that he met up for some sexual activities and that they tried to rob him and that he had to defend himself. Now, maybe he went there to rob them or they. I'm not sure which one it was. They named that a Tortuguita, the guy who or girl or whoever died in the Atlanta Stop Cop City thing that the police killed. Now, are you making the assertion that the cops killed old Tortuguita because they were trans or because the story is, now we can argue about whether or not this was a good or bad shoot or what's going on with police brutality in this case, but the argument was that Tortuguita had shot at the cops. And in this protest, they've had some pretty crazy protests down there. For
yeah,
this
but if you hear the radio
thing.
Transmission, it's like, the officer number one says to officer number two, bro, that chick has a penis.
Yeah, that's what they got that on the
shoot
on radio.
Shoot him.
Mm-hmm.
And then there you have it.
That's what happened.
That's proof.
That was the first
not
person.
Not that they were being shot at.
No, not that. It
wasn't bullets flying past their head.
It was because they were trans.
Yeah.
That's why the shootings happened. And so this big lie, every year, it gets preached out to us all throughout the year. They'll name 22 trans, 28 trans, or the disproportionate violence against trans people, and disproportionately black and women or men who think they're women of color, and that's who it's against. And so this is all about hate. And what you actually find out is that a high proportion of these people are involved in some type of criminal activity and ended up dying like all other sorts of people die all throughout the year because of some type of activity that was going on. And maybe they got robbed. Maybe they got killed in a home invasion, something like that. But they make the assumption that it was because they were trans, and they go out here and they preach about how this is all about hate. Once again, I'm not saying that there haven't been any that happened. But in the article I looked up, which was talking about the Transgender Day of Remembrance, they didn't name a single one that had been clarified and found and investigated to be specifically because the people were trans.
Yeah. Well, it just shows your trans hate.
That's what it is.
Trans hate. I like what T-Dub said. He said, the transgender killer, still on the loose. Will they, them ever be caught?
Is that multiple killers? I don't know which one. Okay, well, I did put some of the article in here. Okay, the eighth thing that we're going to talk about today. Yesterday was, I didn't look at what number birthday it was. Can someone look and see how old Joe Biden is real quick? 80, it was his birthday yesterday.
It's got to be 83, 82.
Is it 83? I think it might be 83. His birthday was yesterday.
And they set his cake on fire.
So here's the discussion that happens when you're running his campaign. Okay, we're going to do a picture with a cake, Mr. President. Actually, they're not talking to him because he's not there. They're talking, and they're like, okay, what are we going to do for Joe Biden's cake?
Oh, 81.
And they say, well, we could just put one candle on it and have him blow it out. He probably has the lung capacity to do that. So they put the one candle on, but they're like, no. Then it seems like we're trying to shy away and hide how old he is. And then they're like, well, let's just buy some of those numbers. We'll get some of those numbered candles. And it says 81. They're like, no. You can't put the actual number on there. Like, that's crazy. Hardly anyone's seen a cake with those numbers on it before. Okay, we don't want to put those numbers. And they're like, you know what? We're just going to go all out on this. We're going to accept it. We're going to own it. And we're going to put 81 motherfucking candles on this cake, and we're going to light them all on fire.
Actually, I mean,
okay?
Yeah.
And the cake...
This really isn't dumb. This is kind of cool.
The cake looks like the table's on fire. And so...
It's kind of awesome, actually.
In this case, I would just not do the picture with the cake.
Now, did Bowman pull the fire alarm after this?
he probably did. It was in preparation.
Yeah.
Now, when I saw this, I immediately saw the meme, the "this is fine" meme. There's a little dog sitting in the room saying "this is fine." So I don't know if you saw me sitting in the car when I got to your house. I sat out there for about 15 minutes because I'd just seen this picture. And I was like, well, I got to make a meme.
This morning?
Yeah.
No.
I got to make a meme using the "this is fine" thing because I think that would make the most sense. And so I made this meme right here of that little dog sitting there with Joe Biden saying that. Have you seen this before?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this is the image that they have just portrayed to the world.
Everything's
right
fine.
There.
Yeah.
This is fine. Don't worry about it. There is a literal campfire on the table right now, and that's just his birthday cake.
T-Dub says his cake looks like Gaza. That is a 1/64th scale Gaza model. And that's how they present to the president. Like, if you send us more money, this is what Gaza will look like.
There you go. That's the selling point. And then let me see. We got one more thing on here. This was a late entry for today's episode. Not dumb bleep of the week. From myself that I saw. And it's going to come from MSNBC.
Oh.
So we got a nice clip from MSNBC today.
Gaslight NBC.
Gaslight NBC. Now, of course, they're worried about Donald Trump, okay, who, as you know, is Hitler, of course. I didn't have to say that. You already assumed that. And, of course, how dictatory he's going to be when he gets into office, dictatorial he's going to be when he gets into office.
Is that old Reverend?
That's old Reverend
Al Sharpton.
He's still kicking, okay? And the quote here that we'll look for, in a second term, Trump will imprison, he will execute whoever he is allowed to imprison, execute, drive from the country. Just look at his past. It's not really hard to read.
Huh. Because he, like, Trump talks in simple terms, so it's not hard to read his letters.
I'm trying to figure out what past they're... They do know that the guy was president before, right? You know?
Did he execute people?
I mean, other than being a war criminal like all U.S. presidents, I don't know about the people that he specifically executed. But let's listen to this just mind-numbing clip from MSNBC and Joe. That's Joe Scarborough. Is that his name? Okay, yeah. I don't know who this girl is because I'm sexist.
Yeah, have a responsibility to tune out the voices of the haters of the people that are constantly double
shilling
and triple checking and shilling for him and suggesting that somehow they're being biased, bending over backwards, treating him like a normal candidate. He's not a normal candidate.
Are they talking about Joe Biden? So far, I can't really tell.
Yeah. Okay. He is running to end American democracy as we know it.
Still, I don't know who they're talking about. I haven't heard it yet.
He's an authoritarian who a court in Colorado 2 days ago ruled that he led an insurrection against the United States government. He's charged with leading schemes to help overthrow the United States government.
Okay. He's what?
He's charged with leading schemes to help. Now, they're saying overthrow the United States government.
Mm.
That is, I don't know why you have to go further than like what he tried to do, which is he tried to overturn the election results by trying to get the governor of Georgia to investigate the votes and see if he could find any fraudulent votes. Because anytime you look, you can find some fraudulent votes. And I don't know if you're going to find 11,000 or whatever it was that he was looking for, but you can find some votes. You know, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think that that's the same thing as trying to overthrow the United States government.
Well, scheming to do that.
Yeah, but his goal was not to overthrow the government. His goal was to still be the president of the United States government. It was never like we're going to overthrow the government.
This coming from the same group who, when Trump won, said not my president. They spent 4 years investigating him.
Said that he stole the election.
Saying he stole the election, trying to overthrow the United States government. Yeah. They wanted Trump out.
Okay, let's hear some more.
So if they want to frame it that way, that's fine. If you want to be fair, then you will frame this as Joe Biden being a candidate that supports American democracy and Donald Trump, a candidate who supports a new form of government here, this authoritarian. It's really that simple.
That's the fair way to frame
it. That's the fairest way I've ever heard it framed. I've never heard a more fair framing than what that was.
This isn't propaganda, by the way.
I hate the...
This is the truth.
You know, maybe new listener listening right now, somewhere out there, okay, just for your information, Charlie and I, neither one of us voted for Donald Trump either time that we had a chance to do it.
Mm-mm.
Okay? I'm not saying that he was the most libertarian. Okay, well, actually, we have said he was the most libertarian president that we'd seen in our lifetime.
I said possibly. Whenever we talked to Brian.
So that's possible. But it's not like we're over here shilling for Donald Trump all the time. All right. And I've said that I think it's going to be a revenge Trump if he wins. And I think it could end up being kind of bad. Not so much about fixing the country and restoring our rights and all that. And more so getting back at the people who wronged him. Mm-hmm. Like it's a vendetta for people who have wronged Trump.
Yeah.
Not so much the American people.
And he'll be a lame duck, so he'll have 4 years to just get back.
Do whatever he wants.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think that's instituting a new kind of American government. Like, let's say he's going to get in there and defund the FBI or maybe the, Homeland Security or something like that. Okay, you could say new form of American government, technically rewinding us back like 100 years or whatever as far as the size of the government. Still not. It'd still be way bigger than what it was then. But I don't just want to accept that anyone who wants to decrease the size of the government that like Trump allegedly wants to is someone who's just going to institute some type of authoritarian. Decreasing the size and scope and power of the government is not equal to authoritarianism.
It's actually the opposite.
Those are different things. Okay.
And by the way, Reverend Allen, people go, oh, you can't compare him to past Nazi leaders. You can't compare him to this past Nazi leader or that past fascist leader because he hasn't done that. Well, what hasn't he done? He hasn't done the things that the American judicial system did not allow him to do last time, but now.
Don't you remember the big Supreme Court case? And this, I mean, we all watched it live on TV. This is where Trump had put a whole bunch of Jews in concentration camps.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a big Supreme Court decision came forward and said, no, you got to let those Jews go back outside.
Yeah.
You know? And so that it turns out, yeah, sure, he didn't do these things because the American court system, he didn't do the things that past Nazi dictators did because the American judicial system didn't allow him to do it.
Wouldn't allow him to do it. No. Checks and balances.
There you go. Okay, yeah. It even works against Nazism.
May very well allow him to do it this time, or a judicial system that will be ignored by Donald Trump and ran over by Donald Trump to create the greatest constitutional crisis of our lifetimes. Just because he hasn't done it yet doesn't mean he won't do it when he gets a chance to do it.
Like he did, like he's been the president before.
Yeah.
He already served 4 years, and he was the Hitler last time already.
Yeah. The fear, I haven't heard this much fear yet.
They're worried about him.
They are.
They're worried.
Which, I told you, Nate. Mm-hmm.
They're worried.
I told you this guy's going to win. And you don't believe me. He's going to win.
I think there's a chance.
And I'm even more convinced of it now. As worried as Joe Scarborough is.
Yeah, they're scared.
I'm even more convinced of it now.
Now, notice they also said he didn't do the things because the American court system didn't let it do it. How many things that Biden tried to do against the Constitution has the court system struck down since he got into office? Yeah. Like, he's tried to do...
Well, but he's trying to protect democracy. There's a difference, Nate.
That's what it is.
There's a difference between trying to exterminate Jews and protect democracy.
All right, those are the nine things that we're going to talk about today, Charlie. Let's see what he had to say.
And if he is now,
I'm sorry, that was a racist moment for me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know you
heard from the white people.
The reverend.
Yeah.
Voted into office, then a lot of these people that are talking about literal or figurative or whatever the hell they're saying, you're going to look like idiots. Because he will do, he will get away with, he will imprison, he will execute whoever he's allowed to imprison, execute, drive from the country. Just look at his past. It's not really hard to read. The only thing that stood between...
What about his past? Like, he will execute whoever he's allowed to execute. Just look at his past.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about?
I mean, it seems like he'll grab women by the P word.
Well, yeah.
Obviously, yeah. We know that. Is that the same as executing?
Well, he executed the P word grab.
Yeah.
If that's what you're talking about. It's a move.
Yeah.
You know, we all know that. But, does Al Sharpton get to speak in this class?
Him and the destruction of American democracy was the federal judiciary.
No doubt about it. And I think that when we talk about framing this.
Oh, okay, that was it. That's all Al Sharpton gets to say.
And I like how they're coming out and saying it, that we talk about framing this conference. They're literally framing it in a way that perpetuates their narrative, you know, that this is the most evil person to ever exist. Now, look, again, I don't really like Donald Trump. I think he's a liberal Democrat from New York who spends a bunch of money, has no fiscal responsibility whatsoever. He's definitely not an Austrian economist or Chicagoan economist.
No,
he doesn't understand economics that well when it comes to those things. I don't like him that much when it comes to, but I think that he did when he was president had some good policies. At least we didn't start any new wars. I wish he could have ended more. You know, he could have brought our troops home.
To be fair, he tried to bring people home from Syria and they literally ignored him.
Yeah, but he's a commander in chief. Could have been like, do it now or you lose your job.
He tried three times, I think.
And I'll find someone who will do it. But anyway, my point is, and then here's the other thing. It's like anyone could do all these scary things, right? So it's like to have this fear because, especially when he said, like, he's capable of doing it, and he might do it. Like, he mm-hmm. will. We should be scared because it might happen. You know, I'm just reminded of people living in fear because it's like, oh, well, then, you know, you might get in a car wreck, so maybe you shouldn't drive your car because yeah. that's evil car. I mean, it's been...
Could happen.
Yeah, exactly. It could happen. It could happen, so we shouldn't do it.
I just... he says something in there, too, like anyone... He kind of laughs off, oh, you can't make comparisons to Hitler or Nazis or anything like that. And he says the people that are making fun of that are going to feel like idiots after Donald Trump is back in office once they see what he's going to do. So, I mean, we need to save this clip and just see how many genocides Donald Trump does while he's in office. Because from what I remember...
I think it's going to be more or less than what he did the last time he was in office.
I would say the same amount of genocide. Yeah. I don't think he's going to increase his genocides.
Yeah.
You know, which is what that's what made him better than the previous presidents. He kept pace with the previous guy's genocide. Yeah. Didn't have his own name.
I'm more convinced now than I was 10 minutes before this clip that Donald Trump's going to be president in 2024.
Yeah.
They are terrified.
I'm terrified.
These people are terrified. I don't actually think they're specifically terrified. I think they're obviously just doing their jobs.
No, they're trying to get at least 20,000 people to watch their TV show.
Yeah.
That's all they're trying to do. Mm-hmm.
And also, you notice like him stumbling for words. He's trying his best.
You can see him just making stuff up.
On the teleprompter,
what's the craziest thing I can say?
The craziest things about Donald Trump.
And that's the thing we need. Like you said, we're not big fans of Trump, but we also don't have TDS. Like a lot of people do. And what I want is just a fair conversation, an actual fair conversation.
Yeah.
Not one where you say it's fair and then you call him Hitler. You know, what, an actual conversation about policies and what he says he's going to do, not what you're assuming he could do, stuff like that. I just want an actual fair conversation about it. And that's what I want about everyone.
Talk to the Christians about how he's not really Christian.
See how that goes.
You know? Be like, hey, evangelicals, you're supporting this guy who's not really, you know, in your camp.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't...
That's one of the weirdest phenomenons
I know.
I've seen. That's what made me think he might be the Antichrist, but I don't think enough people like him for that.
Yeah.
I think both sides have to like him, technically.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the movie in a long time.
Dante's Peak?
Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah.
No, Twister.
That's
the one I was thinking of.
Right.
Anyway, let's get out of here. That was not a dumb belief of the week. But, Charlie, if you were to pick one, join the Fed Haters Club to figure out what his pick was. We'll be back with more Liberty at Night.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.